The Gospel Lesson from Matthew. Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon the Canaanian, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick and raise the dead, cleanse the lepers and cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics, or sandals, or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy, and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about what you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated for all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I tell you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. This is the gospel of grace. Thanks be to God.
Be safe, be kind, be truthful. That is what I told my daughter, Gabrielle, early this morning as she left for the airport to travel with a school group on a trek to a small, remote village in the African country of Senegal, where she will be staying with native residents and helping them to build a school in their community. Last year, Gabby was supposed to go to Nicaragua to do the very same thing. But political unrest changed the plan, and the sponsor group pivoted to Guatemala instead. Then, on literally the last night before she was supposed to leave, I heard a story on NPR talking about all of the political unrest in Guatemala. I did not tell my wife, Irie. Figuring that the treks are run by an outfit that had already proven itself to know how to assess the risks. If this trek is going, we're going to let Gabby go, I said to myself, then prayed hard. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, we read reports of political unrest in Senegal. The organization sent out its assessment. The trek was still on, and Irie and I both agreed Gabby is going. So this morning, Irie took her to the airport to meet the group. And after I said to Gabby the same last words I've been saying to our children every morning for many, many years as they get out of the car to go to school. Be safe. Be kind. Be truthful. This time with a lump in my throat. Jesus is sending out his disciples. They too are being sent out into remote villages to help teach the people. There is political unrest in those places too, and there is real risk, and lots of it. They too will need to be safe, be kind, and be truthful. They will need to be safe because the times in which they are living are dangerous. Jesus is sending them out like sheep amidst the wolves. So while they are to be innocent as doves, they are also to be shrewd as snakes. In other words, they are not to be stupid or senseless or gullible or have their eyes closed to the dangers that are all around them. They need to know the risks so that they can be safe. And we need to know the risks also. There is political unrest in America as well. Many friends and families I know do not feel safe in America, especially not in Texas or in Tarrant County. And amidst all of the persecution, prosecution, and violence, and with guns so easily available, we should not be ignorant of the risks that we take, even as a church. We need to be safe and to be smart. And at the same time, we know that we cannot be too safe. For there is always risk, and there is always vulnerability, and there is always an element of danger when we are doing something that is important. And we are doing something important, I hope. That comes with an element, always, of risk and of danger. And it can sometimes make us a target. But what, may I ask, is the alternative? Silence on the things of substance? Muteness on our mission? Staying put and never going out on trek? Never bringing the good news of the beloved community of God to anyone who hasn't already heard it, hasn't already been included in it? Staying home when God calls us to be sent forth? Stopping when Jesus says, go? Jesus sent out his disciples, and Jesus sends us also. So let us be safe, but let us also be brave. And let us be kind. Kindness is so important to me as a parent. There's really nothing I care more about than raising kind children. We live in a oftentimes very cruel world. And we are living in an oftentimes very cruel country. In fact, Adam Serner of The Atlantic says, for some, the cruelty is the point. But kindness is an antidote to cruelty. Jesus sends his disciples out to be kind, or in his words, to act with peace. Southern Baptists have been in the news this week for kicking out three churches with women pastors. Some of you will remember that before we ourselves were kicked out of the SBC, there was a peace committee formed to try to quell the contention in the convention. Our own former pastor, Cecil Sherman, was on this so-called peace committee, but for him, there was no peace to be found. What was experienced instead was the beginning of all of the unkindness, cruelty, and bullying that now pervades so many of our churches and denominations and culture. Rather than kowtowing to that cruelty, just like Jesus tells his disciples to do in today's lesson, coming in peace and finding very few who would receive his peace, Dr. Sherman led the way in the forming of a new denominational body, the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship, to which we as a church now belong. Kick the dust off of your feet, Jesus says. My understanding of that word is that he is saying, just move on down the road. Don't carry all of their unkindness and cruelty with you. Don't let them do any further harm to you. There are many in our church this morning who have experienced trauma and woundedness in the church. I pray that this is a place of safety in healing for you. I pray that this is a place of peace for you. Shaking the dust off from the places that have done us harm can be difficult. Tending to the wounds of trauma from previous experiences can be very, very painful. Sometimes we need help. That is part of the reason why I am so excited about one of our new church interns, Brittany Washington, who is a social worker and has interest and experience in helping people recover from religion-afflicted harm. Her kindness, you will find, is an antidote to the harm of others' cruelty. And her peace of spirit is a balm for our wounded souls. Kindness is an important, important virtue, and one I supremely value. But nobody should have to stay in abusive relationships or abusive churches simply for the sake of being kind to others. And nobody should have to stay in abusive places simply out of submission to others. There comes a time when we all need to kick the dust off our boots. We can kick it kindly. With kindness towards others, we can kick the dust off of our feet. And with kindness to ourselves, we can also refuse to let cruelty keep trying to kick us in the teeth. We can have patience, and we can be long-suffering, and we can bless those who curse us and pray for those who abuse us, all at the same time while we set and protect our boundaries and defend our rights to our own bodies and preserve the dignity of our own souls and also the souls of others. It is in the gospel. And I hope that some churches in the Southern Baptist Convention will be doing that very thing this week. And if they don't, I know of another place where their people can go. Finally, be truthful. When I first started telling our children to be truthful, I knew that they would interpret it as not to tell a lie. And that is an important lesson and an important building block. But there is more to being truthful than just not telling lies. As our children grow, I want them to understand that being truthful also means standing up and speaking up for the truth as well. It means telling the truth when the truth is in question or the truth is inconvenient. It means being a friend to the truth when the truth is seen to be an enemy to the people in power. Jesus tells his disciples that they are to speak their truth before governors and kings and councils. They are to be his witnesses, he says elsewhere. They are to be the witnesses for the one who is the truth, and they are to speak their truth with courage and with conviction in the places of power and before the positions of authority. I have seen this very thing done so courageously by so many of you who have gone to speak your truth before the county commissioner's court and more recently the city council in these past recent months. It is never easy. And sometimes you face opposition. Last year, in fact, some public official accused some of you of lying in a public meeting. They said that because you were not under oath, you were free to lie before the commissioner's court. Let me tell you what I said in response to that. I said that the public officials owed our people an apology. Because at this church, we teach that we are to tell the truth regardless of whether or not we are under an oath. We let our yes be yes and our no be no. And we do not have to swear on a Bible before a jury before it is that we will tell the truth. We believe in being truthful in all places and at all times and in telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth always and everywhere. I'm glad to say that we did get that apology. Though I would have liked to have had it more public than it was. As we stand up to speak, Jesus says, "The Spirit of truth guides our way in all of the truth that must be spoken and heard." The Spirit gives us the words. God unlooses the lips, unties the tongue, and our words become the word of the Lord before the powers of the world. So as Maggie Kuhn used to say, we speak our truth even if our voices shake. And what we have to say, what we have to say has the power to shake up the world. Behold, I send you out like sheep amidst the wolves, Jesus said. What manner of design is this, Augustine asked, not to let in a wolf among the sheep, but to send the sheep against the wolves? Jesus sends us out on trek against the wolves of the world. So then, beloved, let us be gentle as doves and as shrewd as snakes. And let us also be safe and be kind and be truthful And let us be aware. But let us also be not afraid. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Mother of us all, and together all of God's people do say, Amen and Amen.